take out the let's take out that one page of brass technique. We'll go over the arpeggios. And these also, if you like to play high, they're a great tool on extending your range upward. If you take these arpeggios and keep going up a half step higher than where we stop, I think we go as far as the is your G. So you, instead of when you get to the C E G, you go C sharp, E sharp, G sharp, and keep on going. But we're going to take these at 80, so you get 8 for nothing, and it shouldn't be that tricky. Okay, here we go. I'll give you 8 for nothing. Take that again. These are the kinds of things you need to be working on, okay? You're just arpeggios that are going up a half step each time, and every time you come back to that G. But the G needs to be a lot stronger. The higher you go, it seems the weaker that low G is. So you've got to give some energy to that low G, especially after you get to the third or fourth arpeggio. Let's try it again. You've got to hear this first G. Better. Now the one thing is, where are you taking the breaths? So what I want you to do is, you get to the four count note, you breathe on one of every measure of two. You got one, two, one, two, one, two, three, four, breath, two, play two, three, four, breath two, play two, play two, play two, three, four, breath two, one, two, three, four, breath two. So you're always taking a breath on count one in the measure of 2/4. So let's just hear, let me just hear the first line, the first staff, just the first staff.